Strengthen your immune system with Goldman Laboratories liposomal vitamin C and get 10% off. Quote 10 off at goldmanlaboratories.com.
This is the Oncogene Brief on UK Health Radio, your real feel-good radio with Peter Hofland.
In this edition of the Oncogene Brief, I'm talking with Joef Kimchi, Chief Technology Officer of CheckCap. CheckCap is a clinical stage medical diagnostics company aiming to redefine colorectal cancer screening through the introduction of C-Scan, the first patient-friendly preparation-free screening test to detect polyps before they may transform into colorectal cancer. The new screening technology is being designed to enable early intervention and cancer prevention. The capsule-based screening technology is expected to significantly increase screening adherence worldwide and help millions of people to stay healthy through preventative colorectal cancer screening. The technology is based on an ultra-low, low-dose X-ray capsule, an integrated positioning, control, and recording system, as well as proprietary software to generate 3D maps of the inner lining of the colon as it travels naturally along the gastrointestinal tract. One of the benefits of the technology is that it is non-invasive and requires no sedation. And unlike other capsule technologies, it requires no preparation, allowing the patients to continue their daily routine without interruption. Now, an important caveat is that the technology is not intended to replace a colonoscopy. The developers argue that at all times, a positive result should be followed by a colonoscopy. I'm Peter Hofland, and this is the Oncogene Brief. The Oncogene Brief is developed in collaboration with our online journal, Oncogene, at oncogene.com, where you can find additional information and the latest news about cancer, cancer diagnosis and treatment, and cancer prevention. For information on how to support the program, visit our website at oncogene.com. And if you're living in the United States and want to receive our newsletter, text the word cancer to 66866. And we will make sure that you'll receive our newsletter, which includes an overview of the latest news in oncology and hematology.
This is the Oncogene Brief with Peter Hofland.
In our program, we occasionally looking at technologies that may be disruptive in the way we diagnose cancer. A new technology called C-Scan has the potential to not only be disruptive, but to create a new way we diagnose colorectal cancer, and at the same time increase the number of people that may benefit from cancer prevention strategies. On the phone with me is Joef Kimchi, the Chief Technology Officer of CCAP, a clinical stage medical diagnostic company aiming to redefine colorectal cancer screening. Joef, welcome to the Oncogene Brief.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Traditionally, when we are looking at colorectal cancer screening, especially here in the United States, we are looking at colonoscopy. In some instances, we may be looking at the potential of other screening tools, but before we're going to talk about other methods or even a colonoscopy, how important is screening?
Well, I think colon cancer is a very unique cancer in the sense that it has a warning sign. Polyps that grow slowly in the colon, takes about 5 to 10 years for a polyp to grow, is a warning sign that might turn into cancer. So it's unique in that respect that if you stop this process, you actually can avert cancer, not just detect it. And this is where it's very important to try to do that.
So if you compare a colonoscopy or other screening tools to screen and detect precancerous polyps, it is possible to prevent colon cancer. But that is not the case if you look at the diagnostic procedure in other cancers, right? For example, in the case of breast cancer or prostate cancer, with these tools, we detect or diagnose cancer. And that is really a different process because it does not prevent cancer. That makes screening for precancerous polyps so unique. It can actually help to prevent cancer.
That's correct. And really breast and prostate and other cancers, you find, maybe you're lucky and you find early cancer. But your patient is already a cancer patient. On the contrary, when you find polyps before they become cancer, and with colonoscopy take them out, you stop the process and avert cancer. So that's a very big difference.
Right. In terms of prevention, screening for colorectal cancer is important. Now, over the years, this screening has not changed much. The approach may have become better, and the prep may have been better or easier in some ways, but overall, the process is relatively unchanged. Now, you and your company are trying to change that a little bit, change the process of screening. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, you can think of our technology is really a way to make the screening more accessible and patient friendly. So when we looked at the main reasons why people refuse or do not want to do colonoscopy or not very happy with that, is because you need to clean the colon, you need to cleanse it, and it's not a very nice procedure. And then there's the invasiveness of colonoscopy and the whole process, which is also not very friendly. So we looked at the way to develop a technology that will enable screening still for polyps and not for cancer before they become cancer, but in a way that will not require cleansing. So you can somehow see through the contents of the colon without getting it cleaned, and also having it patient friendly. So it's like adapting the technology to patients, to the way that they live. They want to have it easy. They don't want to think about it, and not the other way around when you need to cleanse the colon and get an invasive procedure and so on.
So that's the reason why you're looking for different ways to create a new process for colorectal cancer screening. The technology you are introducing is a new technology, and it is different than what we would traditionally expect to see in the clinic. Tell me, why did you think of this technology as a potential, as something that could work?
Well, I have a background in high energy physics, and I'm also an ex-Navy officer. And I was thinking of how submarines travel and look for, try to map their space in murky waters. And I was aware of colon cancer as a problem because I was trying to persuade my father to do colonoscopy. His mother, my grandmother, which I never met, she died of colon cancer. So I was trying to persuade him to do colonoscopy, and he was very reluctant. So I learned a little bit about it, and I understood that the problem is the prep. It's not friendly. It's something that is, and all this invasiveness is very, very disturbing to people. So everything came together in that respect. And, you know, using high-tech technology to look for and to save lives is something that is really the best thing you can do.
So your personal experience in the Navy and your family history helped you to develop this technology?
Yes, that's exactly it.
So tell me a little bit more about the technology.
Yes, you can think of our capsule as a small submarine that has this unique radar, X-ray radar, that looks inside the colon while it's in its natural form. It's not empty, but can still see through the colon contents and see the lumen of the colon and look for polyps, those bulging growths that might become cancer.
Right. Let's take a short break, and then we're back with Joef Kimchi, Chief Technology Officer of CheckCap.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is encouraging cancer patients and survivors to be extra cautious during the COVID-19 pandemic. Cancer treatment, especially chemotherapy, weakens the immune system, making you at higher risk of severe illness. Dr. Lisa Richardson is director of the CDC's Division of Cancer Prevention and Control.
Take these steps to stay healthy. Wash your hands often with soap and water. Clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces daily. Stay home. If you must leave, keep at least 6 feet between you and others. Avoid touching your face, eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. If your temperature is 100.4 or higher, call your doctor. Use CDC's coronavirus self-checker to help you make decisions about seeking medical care.
Make sure your caregivers and household members are aware of your higher risk and take precautions. Visit cdc.gov/coronavirus and preventcancerinfections.org for more health tips.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
This is the Oncogene Brief on UK Health Radio, your real feel-good radio with Peter Hoffland.
And welcome back. This is the Oncogene Brief. If you're just joining us, in today's episode of the Oncogene Brief, I'm talking with Joef Kimchi, Chief Technology Officer of CheckCap. Now, in the case of a colonoscopy, someone starts to prepare maybe a week before the actual colonoscopy by slightly adjusting his or her diet, drinking much more water, and in the days before the colonoscopy, with a special prep to clean the colon. The purpose of that is to clean the colon so that the gastroenterologist can actually see what is in the colon. Your technology is different. You refer to it as a submarine. Tell me a little bit more about the process. What's involved?
So basically, there's three parts to the system. One is the capsule. It has a very unique X-ray scanning system inside with very small amount of X-rays actually being emitted when it's screening. So the whole procedure is something like one chest X-ray in terms of exposure, or two flights from here to the United States. And there's a lot of technology in there, but basically it's like a radar that scans the colon from within. And it has a communication with a tracking system. You can think of it as a small GPS that stickers on your back, and it locates the capsule all the time with very high accuracy and communicates with the capsule and tells it when to scan, when not to scan, take out data, and track the position. And everything, all the data comes into the capsule, into the tracking system. And at the end, you have a visualization system or a viewing system in which you can view the images and understand if there's something that you need to alert the physician and tell the gastroenterologist where a suspicious finding might be that he can look for it with colonoscopy if that's required. So what happens is that you just take the capsule, swallow it with a little bit of water and a tablespoon of iodine contrast agent, standard contrast agent that is used in other procedures. The nurse or the technician puts the stickers on your back and you're free to go. It takes about 2 to 3 days. The procedure does not require any special diet or anything like that. So you're following your normal and natural way. You can shower with the stickers. You can sleep with it, obviously, and so on. And the capsule travels naturally in your body until it goes out. It beeps when it comes out. And you just send back the tracking system would download for the physician to analyze it.
All right. So that seems to be a very simple procedure. Now, when you look at the different options for colorectal cancer screening today, here in the United States, a colonoscopy is still considered the gold standard. But there are other tests. And then, of course, there are the more revolutionary kind of technologies, like what you're trying to do with C-scan. If you look at the markets and you look at the different tools and screening methods that are out there and have been developed, where does C-scan fit in?
Mm-hmm. So basically, there are two directions in which people try to do screening. One is looking for polyps. That's the precursors before they become cancer. Colonoscopy is obviously the the leading technology in the United States for screening, but that's not true for Europe, for example, where stool testing is the leading process. And then there's all kind of other things like virtual CT, and there's the capsule, optical capsule for colon screening. But basically, these require cleansing, a very intense procedure in which you need to clean your bowel. And but these technologies basically look for polyps, look for the precursors. And there's the other kind of technologies like stool testing, or there's new biomarker testing, and these really look for cancer, not for polyps. So actually, you're losing one of the leading reasons to do colon screening, because colon cancer screening, because this warning sign that you have with polyps, you lose once you look for the stool testing or the biomarker testing. So if you look at an average person, the age, let's say, of 50, and he's doing a screening with stool testing or biomarkers or whatever, and he's lucky and he was found with stage one cancer, that's the first stage, his life expectancy is about 12 years, 12 to 13 years if it's a woman. And if it's a longer stage or a higher stage, it can be much slower, much shorter than that. And a lot of these patients will have very harsh procedures and treatment for cancer. When you look at the other possibility of finding polyps, basically, when you find a polyp, you stop this process. So this patient goes on living normally, and he doesn't know that even had a chance of becoming a cancer patient. So it's something that you can do, but just listening to the warning sign.
So as we've mentioned earlier in the program, this is truly prevention in the best way possible and not early diagnosis.
Yes. Prevention is something that you can do with finding polyps. Yes. And our technology is basically for those who do not want to do colonoscopies for whatever reason. Sometimes they cannot do it because there's some medical reason for that. But otherwise, some people just don't do it because they don't want to do it. Okay.
Now, one of the biggest differences between a colonoscopy and C-scan is that if a polyp or precancerous polyp has been found, it can be removed during a colonoscopy. But it is not something that can be done with your technology. So that means that if you find something, if the gastroenterologist notices a precancerous polyp using C-scan, the patient still needs to go for further treatment.
That's absolutely true. But if you look at the average risk population, 85%, 80% of those people who are doing colonoscopy for screening don't really need to do colonoscopy. There's nothing there. So it's only those 15 or 20% or 10% of patients that actually have something that need to do colonoscopy. So if you have a very easy procedure as a first stage, and if something is found, then you need to do colonoscopy, there's a good reason to do colonoscopy. You can also think of the risks involved in colonoscopy. For example, a perforation, which has statistics of about 1 in 1,000 patients. That's the average risk of perforation, colon perforation. And one in 10 of those patients who had perforation die because of complication from this procedure. So it's a safe procedure, but it's not, you know, totally safe in that respect. So if you can avert it, it makes some sense anyway.
Let's take a break. If you're just joining us, in this episode of the Oncogene Brief, I'm talking with Joef Kimchi, Chief Technology Officer of CheckCap. CheckCap is a clinical stage medical diagnostics company aiming to redefine colorectal cancer screening through the introduction of CSCAN, the first patient-friendly, preparation-free screening test to detect polyps before they may transform into colorectal cancer to enable early intervention and cancer prevention. I'm Peter Hovland, and this is the Oncogene Brief.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. among men and women combined. It's also very preventable, and when caught early, treatments are more successful. There are screening options available, from a colonoscopy to simple tests that can be done at home. If you're 45 years or older, you need to get screened. Don't put it off any longer. Talk to your doctor about which screening option is best for you. Call and schedule an appointment today. This message is brought to you by Oncogene and Physicians Weekly.
Each day, researchers make new discoveries that bring us closer to the moment when all cancer patients can become survivors. Some days they take small steps. Others, huge discoveries lead to giant leaps forward. This progress, both small steps and giant leaps, happens with the help of clinical trials. Clinical trials are a fundamental path to progress and the brightest torch researchers have to light their way towards better treatments. And if you've been diagnosed with cancer, they may be your brightest ray of hope. Clinical trials introduce new hope in addition to the current standard of care by allowing researchers to provide participants access to cutting-edge and potentially life-saving treatments. So if you're interested in exploring new treatment options while helping to light the path for other patients, clinical trials may be the best choice for you. Speak with your doctor and visit standuptocancer.org/clinicaltrials to learn more about clinical trials. Together, we can stand up for all of us.
This is the Oncogene Brief on UK Health Radio, your real feel-good radio with Peter Hovland.
And welcome back. This is the Oncogene Brief. If you're just joining us, in today's episode of the Oncogene Brief, I'm talking with Joef Kimchi, Chief Technology Officer of CheckCap. You've conducted a number of clinical trials with CSCAN. Tell me a little bit about the trials and about the study results.
Yes. So our technology has been developed for quite a while, and we've had, I think, about 500 patients so far swallow the capsule. And we did a trial to get CE mark for the European market. And following that, we had post-CE approval trial. And that's where we got sensitivity of 76% for polyps larger than 10 millimeters. Actually, we didn't have high statistics, but all the four polyps, which were larger than 40 millimeters, those are the ones that have the higher possibility of being turning into cancer, were found by the colonoscopy. And by the CSCAN system. Just in comparison, we're doing that in parallel to doing stool testing. And those stool testing actually found just one of those four. So we have good indication that we have a good technology in our hands. Obviously, there's nothing that you can't improve all the time, and this is something that we're doing. when we are aiming for the United States, the idea is to get approval for this technology, and we're planning to start a clinical trial, a pivotal clinical trial this year. We did do a pilot study at Mayo Clinic in NYU with 40, 45 patients as a start the end of 2019.
So outside of the United States, there are often other screening tools that may be preferred, other tools other than a colonoscopy. Now, if you look at C-scan, would it be fair to say that by offering this technology, when it is approved by the regulatory authorities and becomes available, it will increase the number of people that accept preventative screening? Do you expect that the number of people interested in avoiding a more invasive procedure, but are still interested in prevention, will grow?
I believe so, and we believe so. And the reason for that is because it's such an easy patient-friendly procedure in that respect. There's no cleansing and just swallowing a capsule. And if you look at the statistics of colon cancer in Europe, and let's say a very advanced nation like Holland, and they have about 70% adherence to screening in Holland with and they use stool testing for that. And stool testing is not a preventive method. It's detection. So they detect polyps. Cancer. And if you look at the statistic there, there's about almost two times more people having cancer, colon cancer, and dying of colon cancer than in the United States. Because in the U.S., people are doing prevention by using colonoscopy. So we definitely think there's an advantage of finding polyps and prevention of colon cancer.
Now, hypothetically, if C-scan is approved tomorrow, where would you position this? I can imagine that you look at something between a stool test and a colonoscopy. Is that the right assumption?
It's for anybody who wants to do prevention of colon cancer. And first, maybe they cannot do colonoscopy for medical reasons, or they, whatever people try to persuade them, they do not want to do colonoscopy. So that's next. That's the next method to use in that respect.
So if you're looking at the total landscape of available screening options, you're not necessarily looking at converting people that would be interested to opt in for a colonoscopy. You're looking for people that may be interested in screening and prevention, but want to, at the same time, avoid a colonoscopy. Is that correct?
Yes, and it's basically it's a method for the gastroenterologist to get those people that they don't see, those that don't go to do colonoscopy, so they can give them this option. And if polyps are found, then these patients will come back to do colonoscopy to take out polyps. So they can have more patients funnel through their process than what's going on right now.
So right now, you are still in clinical development, but where are you in the development process? I mean, when we look at the different options that you may have in terms of bringing C-scan to a market, there may be different territories and different regulatory authorities involved. Tell me a little bit about where you are in that process.
As I mentioned before, we did do and got CE approval for the European market, and we have approval for Israel. We are focusing on the U.S. This is our prime market. We see it as the leading market in screening for colon cancer, and so we're aiming for that market. We're preparing our capsule for a study that will start this year, pivotal study. And hopefully in 2 years' time, we'll be ready for commercialization in the States once we have FDA approval.
So that is definitely something to look forward to. It is probably a little bit early to ask, but here in the United States, a colonoscopy is covered by insurance as a preventative tool. Especially, it's covered when it's part of prevention and is considered the first screening method selected. Are you expecting that C-scan will be covered by insurance? Are you expecting that insurance companies would consider this as something they would cover as part of the traditional standard screening tools that are available?
Yes, that's definitely an aim that we want to pursue. And we're going to make it in terms of cost and so on, so everybody can do the screening, and it will make sense also from the insurer's point of view to cover this.
Now, let's talk a little bit about cost. I mean, if you compare a colonoscopy and everything that is part of a colonoscopy, from prep to execution and whatever it's part of it, if you compare that to C-scan, what would be the difference? I mean, is there a big difference in the cost?
No, I think in the end, it's going to be comparable or even less than a colonoscopy in the States.
Let's take a short break, and then we're back with Joef Kimchi, Chief Technology Officer of CheckCap.
Sarcoma. Odds are you've never heard that word before, but for the 40 people diagnosed with sarcoma every day, it is a life-changing word. Life-changing and devastating, because sarcoma is cancer. Sarcoma is a cancer of bone and soft tissue more prevalent in children than in adults. More than 6,000 people lose their lives to sarcoma each year. Treatment options for sarcoma are limited, and new therapies are desperately needed. More research and increased awareness is necessary to find a cure for a cancer that you probably didn't even know existed until now. Through awareness, advocacy, and research, the Sarcoma Foundation of America is determined to help those affected by this forgotten cancer, to bring hope to the children and adults whose lives are forever changed by a word they had never heard before. Please help us in the fight to find the cure for sarcoma. For more information on sarcoma and the work of the Sarcoma Foundation of America, please go to curesarcoma.org.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is the Oncozine Brief on UK Health Radio, your real feel-good radio with Peter Hoffland.
And welcome back. In today's episode of the Oncozine Brief, I'm talking with Joef Kimchi, Chief Technology Officer of CheckCap. I'm Peter Hoffland, and this is the Oncozine Brief. Now, new technologies can often be disruptive, and in this case, I can imagine that C-scan can be potentially disruptive. But it can also be a technology that welcomes a lot more people to be screened for colorectal cancer. If we look outside of preventative screening for colorectal cancer, are there other applications, other therapeutic areas that may benefit from your technology?
Well, we've built a platform that basically gives us the ability to track a capsule and to know exactly where it is in the colon in the gastrointestinal system. And we have communication, the reliable communication with the capsule all the time. We can detect disease not only polyps, there's other possibilities like Crohn's or inflammation. So you can think of a device that has both the potential of finding localized disease in the gastrointestinal system and maybe also releasing drugs locally to this area where it's most needed with minimal systemic effects if you're releasing it locally. So there's quite a lot of things that you can do once you have such a platform that allows you to know exactly where you are and control it all the time.
Right. But that is probably a little bit more in the future.
Yes, that's definitely in the future. And obviously, we've wrote patents for that. And it's something that we're discussing with potential collaboration.
Now, what would you like physicians to know about C-scan, but also what should patients know about and understand about the technology you're developing?
Well, the first thing is that we are aiming for colon cancer prevention. That means finding polyps before they become cancer. So that's the aim, and that's the reason that we wake up every morning to go to our work. And the idea is really to try to persuade people to do screening, which can save life. So that's what we're trying to do.
And I guess that is what everybody wants to know. How can I prevent a horrible disease from developing? And it is definitely comfortable to know that with the right screening tools, it is possible to prevent colorectal cancer. Thank you so much for joining us today. I look forward to seeing this technology being used in the clinic, where it can actually help prevent cancer. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter, for having me.
Hi, I'm Paul Schmidt, one of the many voices of the Oncozine Brief and the Oncozine News Minute. Give us just 60 seconds and we'll update you about the latest news and information about cancer, cancer diagnoses, cancer treatment, and cancer prevention. We'll tell you what you need to know and why it matters. For more information, text the word CANCER to 66866 and we'll email you our free newsletter or go to Oncozine at www.oncozine.com. The Oncozine Brief and the Oncozine News Minute are brought to you by Sun Valley Communication in association with Physicians Weekly and the American Association of Medical Education.
Every year, nearly 935,000 people die as a result of colorectal cancer, and more than 1.9 million new cases are identified. Colorectal cancer typically begins as precancerous polyps or abnormal growths in the colon or rectum, which can be present for up to 10 years before developing into an invasive cancer. As a result, screening for polyps before they turn into cancer is the most direct method for colorectal cancer prevention. Despite evidence that standard screening through colonoscopy can prevent colorectal cancer, adherence remains low due to the required preparation, invasiveness, and in some communities, limited access. Most patient-friendly colorectal screening tests currently available or poised to enter the market, such as fecal or liquid biopsy tests, are primarily designed to detect cancer and demonstrate a low sensitivity in detecting precancerous polyps. As such, they do not necessarily provide patients with a time window to preempt the disease. There is therefore an unmet medical need for a non-invasive screening method that can detect precancerous polyps. In this program, I spoke with Joef Kimchi, Chief Technology Officer of CheckCap. CheckCap is a clinical stage medical diagnostics company aiming to redefine colorectal cancer screening through the introduction of C-scan, the first patient-friendly preparation-free screening test to detect polyps before they may transform into colorectal cancer to enable early intervention and cancer prevention. For more information about CheckCap and the C-scan, visit the company's website at check-cap.com/company. For us here at the Oncozine Brief, we want to thank you, our listeners and sponsors and advertisers, for your ongoing support. Your support makes it possible that you can hear this program via PRX Public Radio Exchange and in the United Kingdom and mainland Europe via UK Health Radio. And you can also download our program via podcast and streaming media, including iTunes and Spotify. For more information about supporting the Oncozine Brief, go to oncozine@oncozine.com. If you're living in the United States and want to receive our newsletter, text the word CANCER to 66866, and we will make sure that you'll receive our newsletter, which includes an overview of the latest news in oncology and hematology. Thank you all, and thank you for listening. And join us again for our next episode. I'm Peter Hovland, and this is the Oncozine Brief.
The Oncozine Brief is produced by Sun Valley Communication in association with Physicians Weekly and the American Association of Medical Education. Support for the Oncozine Brief comes from listeners of this station and our commercial underwriters and advertisers. For more information about advertising, underwriting, and sponsoring options, visit Oncozine at www.oncozine.com/underwriting. The Oncozine Brief contains health and medical-related information and is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. The content in this program is not intended as a substitute for professional medical or health advice and does not replace your doctor's advice and guidance. Your doctor is the best person to answer questions about your personal health. If you hear something in this program that doesn't agree with what your doctor has told you, ask him or her about it.